CIUT 89.5, the sound of your city.
Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host. I'm going to be talking to Chris Black, Toronto lawyer. He's practiced international law at the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, and of course at The Hague. And he has had a lot of important things to say about the International Criminal Court and some of the courts that were created 10, 20 years ago in Yugoslavia and former, and in Rwanda. Something we need to hear about, and that'll be coming up. It's inescapable. The Taylor Report has been focusing on this, the relations with China and with the case of Meng Wanzhou, which highlights those poisoned relations. Those poisoned relations are caused by Donald Trump, and before him, President Obama, and before him, the Bushes. They decided they were going to enter into a trade war with China, for the simple reason that China is a developing economy, and it is a highly modernized, highly technologically growing, I think we have to say advanced technology. And I think that the former colonial powers, particularly the Anglo-American, are going through psychic shock over this. We have to underline in Canada and the English-speaking world and the world beyond, China does not have a policy of antagonism and hostility, and it does not see itself as trying to become the number one power, etc., that kind of language. That language is all coming from the group called Five Eyes, the Australians, and New Zealand, and UK, and Canada and United States. They have this obsessive way of talking, which it flies in the face of the international community. There is a world community. We have the United Nations, and the nations of the world preponderantly do not engage in this odd language, this language of being number one and of having special values and having to enforce extend those values. That is the missionary notion that they had to be, of course, in Hong Kong. They had to once be inside China, and they had to fight the Vietnamese, and they have to bomb the Libyans, and they have to interfere in Venezuela. That is our own ailment. The Chinese did not give it to us. It belongs here. And probably the most worrying thing about that fact is that we don't seem to have a corrective in our political culture. In the Canadian Parliament, the NDP and the Conservative Party, and following along the Greens, are looking for reasons to bait China, to talk negatively about them, when actually we have plenty of things to be talking about here in each of the areas in which they claim to be concerned. And so that's why in the Taylor Report we often focus on this. There's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy. And just to point something out that I wish would happen here, former Australian Foreign Minister Gareth Evans has been calling on his country to stop this approach. And here's a quote from him. He says, "We have the first problem is we have too much tone-deaf stridency in our language, starting with the way Malcolm Turnbull introduced undue influence legislation 2017, too much over-the-top behavior, as in the raids on Chinese journalists, too much unchecked offensiveness in parliamentary performances. He could have been talking about Canada, because that's what's going on here. We've actually had members of parliament wondering about Chinese Canadians who hold important jobs and speaking as though they somehow there's something not quite Canadian about them. That's going on here. Now, this is Gareth Evans, former foreign minister of Australia. I'm sorry to say, there is no Canadian counterpart. We've had one or two voices, and once a while, someone. But we need a steady voice to say this Canada's headed down the wrong road, way down the wrong road. And we're looking at the taillights and following the taillights of the United States, which is way over, he used this the really appropriate language, over-the-top behavior. That's what we've been getting from both, actually, Trump, of course, quite manifestly, because he's over-the-top on everything. But Biden uses much of the same kind of language. He likes to call people bullies, and he's going to stand up to them. He's got 800 military bases scattered around the world. He has a mandate to interfere in the internal affairs of other countries, or so he thinks. So they all think. But Canada, now that we're getting close to getting our fingers burned, needs to find voices like that of the former Australian Foreign Minister Gareth Evans, and take my hat off to him. This is the Taylor Report, and it's CIUT 89.5 FM. I want to point out another development. It is not making the media here. China, and I'm doing this because, and saying it because, there's no war, there's no gathering of parliament, no debate about our policies in Southeast Asia. We have tag-along policies. We just go along, and when U.S. says there's a problem, we say there's a problem. This is absurd. And somehow the word has been given to all the media to echo U.S. foreign policy and to bait and to look right suspiciously in a negative way about China at the most peculiar time. Because in the past year, it was a 10-year plan China had to eradicate poverty. And they lifted, I can't give you the raw numbers, but the numbers are there, millions and millions of people out of poverty. They wanted to clear that threshold of absolute poverty, and they have done it. And one of the individuals praising them for this is Guy Ryder, or Guy Ryder. He's the Director General of the International Labor Organization. Why don't we put that on the front page so we can think about this? A country that everyone reading the Globe and the Star wants to curse and shake their fists at has been eradicating poverty. You would think, you know, the way to make criticism credible is to say, well, we acknowledge that they did this, and but we have a question here. So the dialectic is actually they're all bad, and I'm not going to let you say anything positive about them. That's the way our media has been operating. And if somehow a story gets loose that something really important has happened, like the defeat of COVID by the Chinese people and their government, the defeat of it, that is to say, they number their COVID cases in the tens, 14, 20, most of it now from outside. That's because they overcame and they organized, and they have confidence in their leaders. By the way, no country, I don't care where, can ever accomplish anything unless the government has the confidence of the people. And go ahead and look at the polls. The American government, no matter which party is leading, the American public is not confident. It's divided. It's the nicest thing you can say about it. But when it is pointed out that China has reduced the COVID-19 reduced it, eliminated it, that actually the 1.4 billion people of China are living as what we used to call normal. Their cities and highways and trains and buses and planes are all functioning. Their factories are functioning. It's the only economy, major economy, that is developing and has developed even despite COVID. So that's an accomplishment. When that's said, Globestar, CTV, CBC, CNN, Fox all say, yeah, but. So we have a yeah, but commentary that functions here. And it is really blinding us. We may have five eyes, but we're blind as a bat because of the ideological bias and racial bias that functions in our culture. And it just has to be pointed out, and we should take the lead of Gareth Evans and get over it. And I would say we do have a long way to go. So that's, at any rate, we're going to be talking to Christopher Black, and I'll have some other things to say about all these perhaps at the end of the program. This is CIUT, Phil Taylor, the Taylor Report.
The sound of your city. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.